AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The House Select Committee investigating the deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol in January is holding an evening meeting. It's expected they'll vote to hold former Trump advisor Steve Bannon in criminal contempt of Congress. Bannon, believed to have been a player in organizing the January 6th rallies that led to an insurrection, failed to respond to the committee's subpoena. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked about former President Trump's claim there's executive privilege.
The constitutional protections of executive privilege should not be used to shield information that reflects a clear and apparent effort to subvert the Constitution itself.
A Republican congressman from Nebraska set to be arraigned tomorrow, indicted in connection with an illegal campaign contribution.
U.S. Representative Jeff Fortenberry of Nebraska has been indicted by a federal grand jury of lying in a federal investigation into illegal campaign contributions from a Nigerian billionaire, Gilbert Shaguri, funneled through a group of Californians from 2012 through 2016. I'm Mike Gracia.
President Biden met today with key Democratic negotiators, trying to salvage what was his $3.5 trillion social spending plan. It will have to be trimmed much lower in order to gain passage. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has tested positive for COVID-19. His symptoms are said to be mild. The government's looking for new ways to head off salmonella infections linked to poultry. Our Shelley Adler reports part of it will be plant safety.
Like using more vaccinations, adding probiotics to feed, and doing more to ensure that birds' bedding, food, and water remain clean.
Authorities say a plane taking passengers from Texas to the AL Championship Series game in Boston burst into flames after running off the runway. All 21 on board were able to get out. Stocks ended the day higher. This is AP News. A federal judge has ruled that North Carolina's flagship public university may continue to consider race as a factor in undergraduate admissions. More from our Jennifer King.
The group Students for Fair Admissions sued UNC in 2014, arguing that considering race as a factor disadvantaged white and Asian students. The group has also sued Harvard University and is bringing that case to the Supreme Court. U.S. District Judge Loretta Biggs ruled late Monday that the University of North Carolina should have had a compelling reason to pursue a diverse student body and demonstrated measurable benefits.
The Grammys will stick to its word with the public release of the full inclusion rider to ensure there's equity and inclusion in hiring on all levels of the production. The agreement requires producers to recruit and hire more diverse candidates, both backstage and in front of the camera, for the 64th annual ceremony, which will be held January 31st. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.